Good morning. Today is Yoma Daf Dalet. We are on Yoma Daf Dalet on the top line. Just remember what we're discussing. We're discussing the source of where the Mishnah learns that the Kohen Gadol has to be sequestered for 7 days prior to Yom Kippur. So we had a machlokas at the end of yesterday between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Right, Rav Yochanan says the source is from the Miluim. Right, from the Miluim that Aaron, Kohen Gadol, and his sons were separated 7 days before the Hakamas and Mishkan. That's where the source of sequestering. Where Reish Lakish says the source is by Har Sinai. That the Pasuk says on Har Sinai that the cloud covered the mountain for 6 days. And then Moshe entered on the seventh day. And we ask, why is it should be 6 days? And they added an extra day because of the Chumrah of Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira about Chayish L'tumas Beisel, Chay for Bol Nida. So that's Reish Lakish says the source is from Har Sinai. And Rav Yochanan says the source is from the Miluim. So Amalei Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So Rav Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, Bisham Alidi, it's good to me, it makes sense to me, the Afinam Miluim, that we learn it out, the source of the Kohen Gadol separating for 7 days from the Miluim. Hainu Desanya, that's where we have the following price. So which says, Zevize Mazin Alav Kol Shiva Mikol Chata'o Shehayusham. For this and that, meaning for the Kohen who was separating before Yom Kippur, and the Kohen Gadol separating before Yom Kippur, and the Kohen who was separating before doing the Avodah of the Parah Aduma, as Rashi points out, Kohen Yom Kippurim, the Kohen Yom Kippurah, they sprinkle upon him, from the Parah Aduma, Mikol Kol Shiva, all 7 days of his being sequestered, Mikol Chatos Hayusham, from all the Chatos that were there. Rashi says, Mikol Paru Paru Hayanosim Ksas, from each Parah that was there, they would put a little bit in the Mishmeres, from Efer, Bechel, Kachim, Sechas Parah, right? Vani Shamati, Efer Parah, Shemosh L'Kala. You see, either they took from the Efer Parah of Moshe, or they took from all the ashes that they have from all the Parahs that existed over time, and they would sprinkle. So according to me, it makes sense that they would sprinkle. Let's just focus on that the Kohen Gadol, they would make sense. Why? The Havei Nami Hazab B'Miluim, because there was also sprinkling done by the time of the Miluim. Right? Rashi says, the Havei Nami Hazab, the priestess de Miluim called Zion all 7 days when they separated before they did the Avodah for the Mishkan. They save the Pasuk says, Vayaz al Aharon. Let's read the full Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Vayikach Moshe Mishem and Mishkan, and Adam Hashem was Beach, Vayaz al Aharon, Vayal Begadov, Vayal Banov, Vayal Bigde Banov Ito, Vaykadish Aharon as Bigadov, as Banov, as Bigde Banov Ito. They sprinkled then. So I'm learning, so just like they sprinkled by the Miluim, they're going to sprinkle by the Kohen Gadol who separated before Yom Kippur. But Elidah, according to you, the Alphas mi Sinai, that you learned it out from Sinai, Hazab Sinai mihave. Where was the sprinkling done before Har Sinai? So Tosas is going to ask what I'm talking about. They definitely sprinkled before Har Sinai. We'll get to that in a moment. But the Gemara then answers, Amar Leh, so Reish Lakish says back to him, well, it's so good according to you, right? Amar Leh Utameh, Lishitasha, according to you, Minichas are really good. Bimiluim Dam, Hachamayim. By the Miluim, they sprinkled over Aaron the Kohen was blood. Here, they're sprinkling the mortar. It's not the same thing. So, Halokasha, so Rabbi Yochanan says, that's not a kasha. The Tani Rabbi Chia, because Rabbi Chia says, Nichlasu Mayim Tachas Dam. Mayim Dam, the water is in place of the blood. That's the Nichlasu Mayim instead of the blood. That's how we do it. So El Lidach, but according to you, Hazab B'Sinai Mehave, where was their sprinkling done by Hashinai? So, Reish Lakish answers back and says, "Ain't nothing on me. Amalei Malab Alma. It's only an extra thing that we do by the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur and the Kohen before the Parah Aduma. We don't learn it out from anywhere. The reason why we're sprinkling is not because we're learning it out from my source. It's a Maila that we do there, so it's not a big deal. So there's two important tosas and second tosas of Hazab B'Sinai Mehave. Right? He asked where was their sprinkling on Har Sinai. Tosas says, wait a second." By Har Sinai there was sprinkling. Not only that, it was sprinkling of blood, right? Because the pasuk says, right? The pasuk says, "Vayikach Moshe es hadam by Yisroch al ha'am," right? And he sprinkled it. So Tosfos answer, right? "Vayikach Moshe es hadam by Yisroch al ha'am." So Yishlomar osu zrika yilo ha'isa b'shvil tahara. That was a different type of sprinkling. That wasn't a sprinkling of purification, right? Before the Miluim starts. And it was a sprinkling of purification. And the idea is to use that sprinkling that you had there to apply it as well to the Kohen Gadol beforehand, because he's purifying himself before he does the Avodah. But, right, he says, Noah Isabi Shil Tarash, Hare Lo Al Moshe Levado Nizrak, because that wasn't sprinkled only on Moshe, who's going up to Har Sinai. El Kol Ha'am, that was the whole nation. El Dam Bris Hava, that was specifically blood of a covenant. That's a certain type of covenant. It's different. The Ksiv, the Pasuk said, continuing over there, Hinei Dam HaBris, Asher Karas, Asher Yimachem. Right, that was Bris. Tosfos then answers, Inami, Hachi Ka'amar HaZol Kol Zayim B'Sin Mei Havei. Or you can answer, wait a second, fine, there was sprinkling by Har Sinai, there was only one once. Here we're talking for a precedent for sprinkling, this is on all 7 days. Har Sinai was only one day. That's one thing. The previous Tosfos talked about, it said, Nifusu Mayim Tachas Dam, that water now replaces Dam. Tosfos says, the lav legamrei do mashar gemurihi, right? It's not going to. Reason is because it's not a real drasha. You're learning it out from the miluim. Don't think that that's a din d'oraisa that we're learning miluim out from the miluim. We're just, and that's just a precedent. But right, hagagar milu el asmata ba'alma. He says really the fact that we're learning from miluim that you have to sprinkle the blood on the kohen gadol. We have to separate the kohen gadol 7 days in advance. It's only an asmata, which means Tosfos is now saying that this whole din that we started in the Mishnah of separating the Kohen for 7 days, that's only a din d'Rabbanan. But really, really, midoraisa, he says, the Pshat and the Pasuk is, where it's, he says, the Ikakro, the Kasher Asa by Yom Hazeh, the whole Pasuk of Kasher by Yom Hazeh, was to tell you that just like you did on day one, you brought these animals as a carbon, so too on day two, three, four, five, six, and seven, you also have to bring those animals as a carbon. But Kazeh, it's not, the drush that you're making now, the Kayom Hazeh, is talking about making going from the Miluim to Yom Kippur. That's only an Asmachta, which is very interesting because we just spent two blot going back and forth with sources in the Torah. It seems like it's from the Gruus Arias. It really seems like it's a Din D'Oraisa. But Tosa seems to hold that this whole Mishnah, this whole thing that we're doing, is only a Din D'Rabbanan. So now we pick up Tanya Kavasi de Rav Yochanan, Tanya Kavasi de Rish Lakish. We have a Bryce that supports Rav Yochanan who says that the source is from the Miluim, and we have a Bryce that supports Rish Lakish who says that the source is from Har Sinai. Tanya Kavasi de Rav Yochanan, we have a Bryce that talks, that speaks, that appears to support Rav Yochanan. The Pasuk says, Bezos. Remember, the Pasuk says by Achrimos, it says, Bezos Yavo Aaron ala Kodesh, Kefar ben Bakar, Lechatas va'ayla ola. So it says the word Kazos. Kazos Yavo Aaron ala Kodesh. So what Gemara learns, Kazos means, B'masha amor b'inyan. Just like we have in the other situation, so to here, Aaron's going to come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is talking about, this Bezos is talking about Yom Kippur. So mahi b'inyan b'dimiluim. What does it mean, Bezos? Just like you did over there, you're going to do here. That's talking about the miluim. Rashi points out, Bezos, kroyuseiru, it's an extra word. Kidla kamon, l'midras bay, to learn out from it. Midoris Behachi, and this is what they learn. Bezos HaTorah, the same obligations. Ha'amura be'inyan b'makom acher, that we say in a different topic. Amar yavo Aaron ala Kodesh. Aaron should come also here when it comes. We're talking about Yom Kippur, right? So ma'hi be'inyan. What's that other topic? Demiluim. You go to demiluim. Ma'amar be'inyan miluim. Aaron Peter Shiva v'shama shom echad one. Just like by the miluim, Aaron separated for 7 days, and then he worked 1 day. Moshe Masalo Kol Shiva, and Moshe was teaching him all 7 days, Kidei Lechanko Ba'avoda, to teach him how to do the Avoda properly, Af Ledoros, or to Ledoros, Kohen Gadol Poresh Shiva, the Kohen Gadol is going to separate 7 days, Umeshamesh Yom Echad, and then work that 1 day, Ushnei Talmidei Chachamim, and 2 Talmidei Chachamim, Mitalmidav Shal Moshe, who have the Mesorah of Moshe Rabbeinu, Lafukei Tzdukim, to exclude the Sotam Tzdukim, Mosim Lo Kol Shiva, they teach him what to do, they talk to him all 7 days, Kidei Lechanchu Ba'avoda, in order to teach him what the Avoda is. Mikan Amru, the Brisa continues, from here we learn, Shiva Tzyam, Kod Yom HaKippurim, Yom HaKippurim, Mafrish and Kohen Gadol, Mibesko, Lishkas Parhedrin, that we separated the Lishkas Parhedrin. So you see here, a Brisa, we're going to continue with the Brisa, the Kohen Gadol has to separate for 7 days. The source is from the Miluim, which is exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said. But before we continue the Brisa, it's just interesting. It says, Shnei Talmidei Chachamim, Melamdim Shel Moshe. Well, if the source is from the Miluim, by the Miluim, it was only one Talmid Chacham. It was just Moshe Rabbeinu. Why here two? The Tosfos Yerushalmi says two, because two is better than one. Okay, three is better than two. Why two? Three is better than two. So Tosfos HaRosh says that the reason why you have two is, again, it goes on the idea of the Afuki Tzdukim. The whole idea is that they went to teach him to do the Avoda as opposed to the way the Tzdukim did it. It has to do with the Ketores. The Tzdukim made the smoke before they went to Kodesh HaKadoshim. We have to be Lafukei Tzdukim. You need two people to testify, just in case he does it the wrong way. If two people come and testify and say, no, well, don't worry, we taught him the right way. So now the Braisa continues. Ukashem shemafrishin kohen gadol, just like we separate the kohen gadol before Yom Kippur, kach mafrishin kohen asorah v'esapara, l'lishka shalpei abir at tzfon mizracha, just like, so we separate the kohen, so we do the avoda before the parah aduma, right? Ve'echad zeh, both the kohen who separated before Yom Kippur and the kohen who separated before doing the avoda of the parah aduma, mazin alav kol shiva, you sprinkle upon him all 7 days, michol chata'os shahayusham, from all the chatos that were there, we just saw this. The Im Tomar Ay, you might say the Miluim Dam Hachamayim, then the learning after the Miluim, so how come the Miluim was blood, and here it's water? Amarta Nichnasu Mayim Tachas Dam. We say the water is instead of the Dam, it's no big deal, which is water separates, water comes and substitutes for the Dam. Again, that's what Tosos' source, that it's, all this is only Din the Rabbanim. The Omer, and it also says, and the Gemara's going to go on this in the Brice, why do you have to have the Omer? We just proved it, why do you have to have another Drasha? The Omer, the Pasuk also says, this is the original pasuk we learned, Kasher Asaba Yom Hazeh, just like you did on this day, which is the day of the Miluim, Siva Hashem Lasos Lichaper Aleichem. Hashem commanded you to atone for you. Lasos, so now, the way we have the Gemara is, Lasos Elu Maiseh Parah, Lichaper Elu Maiseh Yom Kippurim, which comes into Parah and Yom Kippur. The problem with the, learning it this way is that Rabbi Yochanan yesterday said that he doesn't learn both things from that pasuk. He only learns Kohen Gadol from the pasuk, right? That's what Yosef we have over here. He had a close with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, right? He asked Rabbi Dina Omer Yochanan Masni Chada and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Masni Tarti. So why do you have? So Rabbi Yochanan only learned that one thing from the pasuk, which was Kohen Gadol. He didn't learn the Parah Aduma. So they changed it. Some people changed the girsa and say here. Lasos lechaper lechem, lasos lechaper elu mas yom kippurim. To make, because this brayse is being brought as a proof to Rabbi Yochanan, so you've got to try to make it fit exactly like Rabbi Yochanan. Anyway, so you see from here the source, you double two sources, both of which are from the Miluim, which is a proof to Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara then says, wait a second, Bezos teaches you this? Hai Bezos mi boile legufei, bepar bemekar lechatas va'ayla ola. How you learn Bezos to teach me? We said Bezos means just like you did it in a different area. So to do here, Bezos has come to teach me exactly what to do here. With this, you come in, with the power of the chatas. Why are you saying Bezos teaches you something? It's not extra. So the Gemara says, no, it is extra. The Gemara says, Bezos, so Amri, ila korban lechidei, if which is coming to teach me about which type of korbanos I should bring, lema krabazeh, I should say with this, obe'ele, because you're talking about korbanos, Rabbanos a lashon zachar, so use a lashon zachar. Why is it learning bezos, which is a lashon nekeva, as Rashi points out? So my bezos, shamas minei tarti, you can learn too. Bezos means the list of korbanos that I'm going to give you, that's what you have to come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with. And bezos, since it's written in this nekeva, you can learn that also, talking about a different topic, b'inyan acher, and that other inyan acher is miluim. But then the Gemara asks, my va'omer, if I'm learning about bezos, why did the Braisa say, oh, you also have Kasher Asa? So Gemara says, Va'omer, V'chi Tema, my Va'omer, why did they have an additional source? Because V'chi Tema, you might have thought, Yom HaKippurim Kama Hu Debari Prisha. Right? Maybe only the first time, the first Yom Kippur, that is when Aaron would have required to have this separation. Kida Ashkam B'Miluim, because that's the same thing by the Miluim. The first time they serviced, so the first time they go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Aval B'Yom HaKippurim Da'amo Lo, but you wouldn't have to have the sequester for every Yom Kippur for the rest of the future. Inami, or you might have said, Kohen Gadol Kamo Hu Debari Prisha, but Kohen Gadol Ba'amalo, or you might have said, oh no, the initial Kohen Gadol requires the separation, but Kohen Gadol in the future would not, so therefore, Tashma Kasher Asa, that's why the next pasuk that says Kasher Asa, whenever you Kasher Asa, that's how you have to do it now. You have to do it for I guess the double lima comes to teach you that it applies to the generations, not just for the first time. But that's a brisa that supports Rav Yochanan, who said that the source for the Kohen Gadol quarantining before Yom Kippur is from the Miluim. In here you also have the Parah Aduma, but the Kohen for Parah Aduma, that might have to come out in order to make the brisa completely consistent with Rav Yochanan. Now we have Tanu Kavasi de Reish Lakish. We have a brisa that supports Reish Lakish, who said that the source of the sequestering of the Kohen Gadol is from Har Sinai. So he says, Tanika Vasa de Reish Lakish. Moshe Ala Ba'anan, when Moshe went up to get this Abraisa, when Moshe went up to get the Torah, he went up into a cloud, Viniskase Ba'anan, and he was enveloped by the cloud, Viniskadesh Ba'anan, and he was sanctified by the cloud, Kedei Lekabel Torah Yisrael B'Kedusha, in order to accept the Torah with this heightened level of sanctification, that's why he went through this. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, this is a Mishpatim, I think, Vayishkon Kavod Hashem Al Har Sinai, right, the full Pasuk is, Vayishkon Kavod Hashem Al Har Sinai, and Hashem's glory, I guess, was sitting on Har Sinai, Vayichaseyu Ha'anan, and the cloud covered, like Chaseyu could be the cloud covered Moshe, or the cloud covered the mountain, it's Machlokas, Vayichaseyu Ha'anan, Sheish HaShomim, for 6 days, Vayikra El Moshe, Vayom HaShvi Mitoch Ha'anan, and he called out to Moshe on the seventh day from the cloud. So the pasuk says, right? So Vayishkon Kavod Hashem Al Har Sinai, Zehayam Maisa Achar Aseres Hadibros. The Brice says this resting of the cloud was after the Aseres Hadibros. Shahayu Tchilu La'arbim Yom Dibur Rabbi Yose Glili. So what happens here, according to Rabbi Yose Glili, is the Aseres Hadibros happens. Well, Hashem calls out the Aseres Hadibros. Then for 6 days there's a cloud on the mountain, and on the seventh day Moshe goes up to the mountain to get the Luchos, which is not exactly how we learned it. We always learned that Moshe was up there already. That's going to be the next Shita. Don't tell your kids in elementary school. But Moshe went up after the Aseres HaDibros to get it. So that, according to Tosos now, that's the source. That this is the source that Rabbi Yosef Glili holds like him. Because, why? Because you see from here that Moshe separated before he went up to the mountain, Moshe separated for 6 days. Plus the one from we learned yesterday. That's the source for Reish Lakish. Now, I don't know how you apply that to, I'm not sure what the source, where's the source to tell me to bring this across to Yom Kippur? So the answer might be, because you see from here, that whenever you're trying, I think I saw this in the Shiurim from Salavechik on Yom Kippur, he said that, you see from here that when you're meeting the Shechina, you have to separate yourself. Before Moshe went to meet the Shechina up on Har Sinai, he had to separate himself. So too, when he goes into Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's the home of the Shechina. That's where the Shechina is resting. You have to separate yourself. That seems to be the connection. Okay, so that's Rabbi Yosef Glili, because he interpreted that pasuk to teach me that this is post Aseres HaDibros. And the cloud is...
Is he just suggesting that Moshe was learning only for 33 days?
So we'll get to that. No, so it might be included in the 40. But yeah, it may be. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Gemara will ask a question similar to that on Amar Beis. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Vayishkon Kvod Hashem, he says, no, not like this. He says, Vayishkon Kvod Hashem, when was that? That was Meirosh Chodesh. That's already on Aleph Sivan, right? Vayishkon Kvod Hashem Meirosh Chodesh, Vayichaseyu Ha'anan, and the cloud covered it. That's not the cloud covering Moshe. Vayichaseyu Ha'anan, that's Lahar. The cloud is covering the mountain. Vayikra El Moshe, and he calls out to Moshe to come up on Vav, and he calls to Moshe, Moshe v'chol Yisrael, Omdim. Moshe, all, it's talking about to Moshe and all Yisrael. And why does it say specifically Moshe? V'lo v'akasuv el l'chalik kavod l'Moshe. It was only to give honor to Moshe to say that Hashem is speaking to him, not just to Klal Yisrael. But Rabbi Kiva says, for those 6 days, Moshe was going up and down the mountains, Rashi points out. So the cloud was covered. Moshe didn't sequester for 7 days, 6 days beforehand, and then go up. He just know the 6 days is before Matan Torah. The cloud is descending on, not on Moshe, it's descending on the mountain. Rabbi Yosef Glili says the cloud was descending on Moshe to separate him and to purify him. That's not what Rabbi Kiva says. Then Rabbi Nassim Omer says, no, you know what? I agree with Rabbi Yosef Glili that it was Moshe who separated, but he's not separating because he's coming to the Shechina. Rabbi Nassim Omer, lo ba kasu el lamarik achilu v'shtia shev'eva v'shomu kemal ka'esharis. So the reason why he was talking about Rav Nosson holds like Rav Yosef Glili that the pre-show, the separation was to Moshe, but not to learn from here for anything else. There was a specific reason why Moshe had to separate now. He had to get, basically it was to cleanse him physically from all the food and excrement that he may have in his body, so when he does go up to Har Sinai, he's like a malach. Yeah, to be so that's what the separation was for. Rav Masiv ben Charish Omar, Lo ba kasav ella ayim alav. The pasuk is just trying to instill fear into Moshe. Kedei shetia Torah nisna be'ema biratras ubezeya. That the Torah should be given with fear and with trembling. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, right, this pasuk in Tehillim, if there was Hashem be'yira, you should worship, you should serve as Hashem with fear. V'gilu b'ra'ada, and you should celebrate with trembling, which is contradiction. celebrate with fear, trembling. How do you do that? Right? So, Mai Vigilu Barada, what does it mean that you should celebrate with trembling? Amrav Ada Bar Masna, Amrav B'makom Gila, in the place where there is Gila. What's Gila? Gila, he points, as Gemara says, is talking about the Torah, because it says, Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Yisam Cheleif. We're talking about the Torah that gladdens the heart. Sham Tein Ra'ada. But you should also have this fear, this trembling. This Gemara actually appears in more detail, and Mesor Shas points it out, in the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Lamed, where it's Gemara there uses that, gives an example. One of the examples of it is that they were at weddings. When they were at weddings and the people were dancing, there was so much frivolity going on, so a bunch of Rabbanim would throw down plates to break the plates and to shock everybody. But even though you were having so much simcha, you still have to have a certain level of fear. And Tosos there points out, that's the minhag that we have to break the glass under the chuppah. According to Tosos, it's not necessary for the imesh kachek Yerushalayim, it's for the beauty, beautiful, it could be also for that, but Tosos' reason is because of you have to have this idea of gilu bira'ada, celebrating with some trembling as well. So you see, so this is just the source for this whole brisa, had the source of Yosi Aglili, which was the source of Reish Lakish, that the separation before entering the Shechina takes place for 6 days plus the 1 day. Okay. Now it says, the Maika Miflagi. What's the Maika Miflagi, Rav Yosi Aglili, Rav Akiva? What is the Machloksi, Rav Yosi Aglili, Rav Akiva? Again, Rav Yosi Aglili says that, basically as we pointed out before, Rav Yosi Aglili says that the cloud descended on Vav. That's when on Matan Torah, and then for 6 days Moshe waited, and it went up on the seventh day. So technically, it may have been on the mountain for 33 days. Whereas Rav Akiva says, no, the cloud covered on Rosh Chodesh for 6 days, and then Moshe went up. So I guess the focus is going to be, well, when was the Torah actually given? It says, B'tulukta Dahani Tanai, right? This is similar to the Machlokas, like these following Tanayim, and this again is really fleshed out in the Gemara and Shabbos, on Daf Pei Vav, is where they have the Sugya. Right, Tanya, we have a machlokes in Brisa states, Bishisha the Chodesh Nitna Torah Yisrael. Tanakama says on the sixth day of the month of Sivan, that's when the Torah was given. Rav Yosi, who's different than our Rav Yosi Glili, Rav Yosi Omer Bishivabo on the seventh day. Right, as the Gemara says over there in Shabbos, everyone agrees that the Torah is given on Shabbos. It was supposed to be given on Friday, but Moshe added another day. The question is, what the date? Was the date the sixth day? Or the date was Vav? Or the date the seventh day? It was Zion. Rav Yosi, the Tanakama says on Vav. Rabbi Yosef says on Zion. Ma da Amr Shisha, one says that it was on the sixth day, B'shisha Nitna, u'b'shiva Allah. On the sixth day the Torah was given, and on the seventh day he went up to the mountain. That's exactly Rabbi Yosef Aglili. I take out the parentheses. Ma da Amr B'shiva, one says it was given on the seventh day, B'shiva Nitna, b'shiva Allah. It was given on day seven, on the Zion, and he went up to the mountain on the date of Zion. D'ksiva, yikra Moshe v'yom ha'shvi. So Rabbi Yosef Glili served like a Tanakama. Rabbi Yosef Glili holds like a Tanakama. The Amar B'shisha B'chodesh Nitna Torah on the sixth on Vav the Torah was given. Hilkach Zehayam Maisa Achar Aseres Hadibro. So this idea of Moshe going up on day seven has to have taken place after the Aseres Hadibros were given. Right? It says right. Vayishkon Kavod Hashem Al Har Sinai. Right? The glory of Hashem rested on Har Sinai. Vayichaseu Anon Sheishes Yomim. Right? And the cloud covered 6 days, which was the Moshe. The cloud covered Moshe for 6 days. Vayikra el Moshe vayom hashvi'i. And he calls Moshe out of the cloud on day seven. Likivul shara Torah. To come up and learn the rest of the Torah. The Islok adaitok vayishkon kavod Hashem me Rosh Chodesh. Because if you're going to say that what it means is that the glory of Hashem covered on Rosh Chodesh, vayichaseu anan lahar, and it called Moshe to the, vayichaseu anan means it covered the mountain, and then he calls out Moshe on day seven, the Kivul Aseres Hadibros, to get the Aseres Hadibros, HaKivul Hu Moshe Mishisha. According to the Shita, that Moshe got the Torah on the sixth day. What's he calling him up on Zion? It's still like Anam Mishisha. The cloud leaves on day six. So according to the Shita, the cloud covers Moshe from day, the Torah is given on day six. The cloud covered Moshe for another 6 days, and then he goes up, which is basically 13th of Sivan, he goes up. Rabbi Kiva, Asavar Laki Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Yossi in the Brisa, Dam B'shiva B'chodesh Nitna Torah, who says that on the seventh day of the month the Torah was given. How's he going to work from him? The cloud covers the mountain for 6 days, and then on day seven, Moshe goes up and gets the Torah. So Bishma Rabbi Kiva, so now we're going to work into the dates, and this sort of goes into what you said, the dates don't necessarily work out. Because we have this idea that Moshe is up for 40 days, and he comes down on Shavuos HaRetanos, and he sees the Egel, and he breaks the Luchos. So we just say outside, according to this, what you're saying is that, according to Rabbi Akiva, makes sense. He went up onto the mountain on day 6, and then came down 40 days later, which works out being good Zion. But according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he doesn't go up to the mountain until day 3, till Yud Gimel, six days later. So then he broke the Luchos on Chav Dalet. Now if he was up for 40 days, the Gemara's answer is those 6 days count in the 40. That's what the Gemara's answer. But so the Gemara says, Bishma Rabbi Akiva works out for Rabbi Akiva, Hainu Dimishkachas Lava Shiva Bertamos Nishtabru Aluchos. That's how it works, that on the 17th of Tammuz, the Luchos are broken. Esrim Va'abra to Sivan, he's up for 24 days of Sivan. Sivan is always a mole, a full month, so it's 30 days. So 24 days he's up on Sivan, plus the Shitzar to Tammuz, 16 days on Tammuz, Molu Arboin Yomin, that completes 40 days. The Hav Bahar is on the mountain. Ubin Shitzar Bertamos on the 17th of Tammuz, Nachis, he comes down, Va'asa, and he sees what's going on. V'savrinhu Luchos, and he breaks the Luchos. El Rabbi Yossi Aglili, but according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the Amar Shisha de Prisha, first he separates 6 days, and the Arba in the Har, and 40 days on the mountain, ad Eshen v'tlas b'tamiz lo isper luchos. The luchos aren't broken until the 23rd of Tammuz. So Amar Lach Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Yossi Aglili is going to answer, Arba in the Har, v'hadi Shisha de Prisha. Those 6 days that Moshe separated after the Seder of Dibros until he went up to the mountain, that counts in the count of day 40. But you're correct. According to this, he's only really on the mountaintop after they've started learning the Torah for 33 days, not for 40. Okay. Amamar. So we can go back and discuss a little bit in this Brisa. Again, this whole thing was brought down for that Shita of Yosef Aglili to show it's a proof to Reish Lakish that we learn the sequestering of the Kohen Gadol for Yom Kippur from the fact that Moshe himself had to separate for 6 days plus one before Matan Torah. So So Tosos on Amud Aleph just says it's fast interesting because we say it's Tani Kavasi de Reish Lakish, right? And we bring Rabbi Yossi Aglili. But there are other Shitos in that Brisa that don't hold like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. It's not a ton of Kavasi de Reish Lakish. There's one Shita within this Brisa that holds like Reish Lakish. The other Shita, they could hold like Rabbi Yochanan. So he said, we had another eye for Rabbi Yochanan. This is the only Brisa. We don't bring this to Rabbi Yochanan. We don't Rabbi Kiva fits into Rabbi Yochanan. But we're just going to use this Brisa to first Shita at least to fit into Reish Lakish. Okay, so Amar Mar. Right, the Gemara goes back to discuss the Brisa. The Pasuk says, right, it says, Vayikra el Moshe. According to Rabbi Kiva, it says that Hashem called out to Moshe. Rabbi Kiva said, he called out to Moshe and all of Klal Yisrael. Why does it say specifically Moshe? To give Moshe kavod. Right, it says, Amar Mar, Vayikra el Moshe. Moshe v'Klal Yisrael omed him. Moshe and all Klal Yisrael were standing there. Misaile l'Rav Elazar, which is Rav Elazar ben Pedas. This is a support to Rav Elazar ben Pedas says, the Amar Rav Elazar, Vayikra el Moshe, Moshe v'Klal Yisrael omed him, v'lo ba'akasav el ha'cholak lo kavod l'Moshe. The whole thing was just to give Moshe kavod. Tosfos again asks, what do you mean Misaile l'Rav Elazar, to support for Rav Elazar? This idea of Rav Akiva in the Brisa is just for Rav Akiva. The three other Shitos in the Brisa. How can the Brisa be a support only for Rav Elazar ben Pedas? Tosfos says, lo yadana ma'shayach l'meimar Misaile. I don't understand why you can say that a Brisa supports one Shita of the Amorayim when the Brisa has a four-way machlokas. How is that a support? On the contrary, majority of the Tanoim in that Brisa argue on Rav Elazar bar Pedas. Right? Rav Yossi Aglili, Rav Nasan, Rav Masi ben Charash, Levadmi Rav Akiva Luchudei. So how is the support? So Tosfos says, maybe. V'shema, Mishum Halach Rav Akiva Michaveiro, maybe because typically when there's a machlokes in Rabbi Kiva and his colleagues, we pass him like Rabbi Kiva. But I think that's a little difficult. We pass him like Rabbi Kiva. We pass him like Rabbi Kiva as a historical fact of when the Matan Torah took place. I don't know. Okay. Meisve. Okay, we're going to bring a question. Okay. The Pasuk says that Moshe was Vayishma es hakol midaber elav. Moshe heard the voice speaking to him, right? Lo, it could have said lo, but it says elav, right? Right, Rashi points. Lo hayalach lomar, lo hayalach lomar, hayalach lomar, v'kasa midaber elav. L'lamdecha, Rashi says, she elav levadav hayanim shachakol. Right, the pasuk says, kol lo kol elav. Moshe is by the Mishkan. Moshe Shama, the Kol Yisrael Lo Shamu. Then Moshe heard, and everyone else didn't hear. So how come by Har Sinai, everybody heard, you just said everyone heard, but when it came to the Shekhinah speaking to Moshe at the Mishkan, only Moshe heard? So Gemara says, look, exactly the answer. Lokasha, Har Sinai, Haiba Omoel. Moed. When was in Har Sinai? When was Omoed? In Har Sinai, Hashem spoke to everybody, and then Omoed, Hashem only spoke to Moshe. Ibais Amor, you can say, Lokasha, Habikriya, Habadibor. It depends. The first, it's when you're called or you're speaking. Everyone heard Hashem called them to Har Sinai, but when it came to the actual speech, that was just Hashem speaking to Moshe. Rab Zrika Rami Kra Kameda Rabbi Lazar. Rab Zrika posed a contradiction from Psukim in front of Rabbi Lazar. The Amrala, and some say that it wasn't Rab Zrika who said to Rabbi Lazar, is Rab Zrika in the name of Rabbi Lazar. Amrala Amrab Zrika Rabbi Lazar Rami Ksiv. Right, the Pasuk says, one Pasuk says, Velo Yochal Moshe Lavo El Olam Moed, Ki Shachin Alav Ha'anan. One Pasuk says, at the very end, when they finished the Mishkan, that Moshe was unable to enter the Olam Moed, because the glory, the cloud, was resting there. The Ksiv, and then another Pasuk says, Vayavo Moshe V'soch Ha'anan. And then Moshe actually entered into the cloud. Right, that was by Har Sinai, right? It's Vayavo Moshe V'soch Ha'anan, Vayal Har, Vayi Moshe V'har, Vayim Yom Amilayla. It says that Moshe entered the cloud. So why again, why Har Sinai can he enter the cloud of glory, and by the Olam Moed he can't enter the cloud? So Milamed, so it teaches us, it's that Moshe grabbed, Hashem grabbed Moshe, he couldn't come, he couldn't go in. In order for him to go in, Hashem had to grab him to pull him in. Which is interesting over here, I thought that there's a Ramban Ala Torah. The Ramban Ala Torah says that, what is the Mishkan? The Mishkan is a miniature concept of Har Sinai. It's like a permanent place for the Shekhinah that came down Har Sinai. Now the Shekhinah can permanently reside in the Mishkan. So there's a connection between Har Sinai and the Mishkan. I thought this might be sort of a smach to it, because it took a comparing the Shekhinah of Har Sinai to the Shekhinah of the Mishkan. Tibei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, they learned from the base medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, Nemar Kan Besoch, V'Nemar Lahalim Besoch. It says here Besoch, right? It says, what was it here? What's V'Halim, what's here? Right, what it says, Vayivo Moshe Besoch Anan. That's one passage by Har Sinai, and it says by Kriyas Yamsuf, it says Vayavo Bnei Yisrael Besoch Hayam Malah Halim Shvil. Just like there, Hashem prepared them a path in order to walk into the water. Diksiv Amayim Lehem Choma. There was a wall on either side, had a path. Afkan Shvil. So too Besoch by the Mishkan is going to be that Hashem prepared Moshe a path in order to go in. Okay. Pasuk, the next pasuk that talks about after, right, Moshe couldn't go in, that's the end of Parshas Pekudei. The next pasuk is the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. The pasuk says, Vayikra el Moshe, right, Vayidaber, right, the full pasuk again is, right, actually, Vayikra el Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem elav, me'o moed le'mor. So it says, Vayikra, Vayidaber. Lama hiktim kriya ledibor. Why does the Torah tell first the calling before the speaking? Limda Torah derech eres. The Torah is teaching you the proper behavior. Shelo yomer adam davar lechaveiro el im kol koreo. Don't say something to your friend until you first call him. Don't start blurting out what you want to say until you say, hey, Joe, I have something to tell you, and then you can tell him what's going on. And that Messiah Ele le Rabbi Chanina, this is support to Rabbi Chanina, Dam Rabbi Chanina said, Lo yomer adam davar lechaveiro el im kol koreo. Don't say anything to your friend until you first call him to come to you. Amar, there's a gear source over here, so Amar, it says, Shilto says, Menasya. I was reading what it has. Amar Musya Barava, Bar Bered, the Ramasya, Mishmeda Musya Rabba. Minayin, from where do we know, Lo Omer Dabla Chavero, that if you say something to your friend, Shehu Bival Yomar, he's not permitted to say it to anybody else. He's not permitted, the idea of confidentiality, when you say something to your friend, Ache Yomar Lo Licha Emor, until the person who's speaking says, you know, by the way, you can say this to somebody else. There's this presumption of confidentiality, unless told otherwise. Shenamar, because the pasuk says, by the ver Hashem elav me'ol moed lemor. Hashem spoke to Moshe lemor, specifically tell this to Bnei Yisrael. Had he not said lemor, then Moshe is not authorized to say, because everything's in confidentiality. Only because the fact that Hashem says lemor, that shows that this isn't confidential, you can repeat it. Right? So now the Gemara goes back, we'll see a little bit more. The Gemara is now going back to the machlokus between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Again, where did you learn the sequestering of the Kohen Gadol? Rav Yochanan says from the Miluim, Reish Lakish says from Har Sinai. Michlal de Tarvayu Svirulei Miluim Kol HaKosu Mehen Ma'akev Mehen. Both of them, Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish, are going to agree that everything that was done in the Miluim was Ma'akev. They had to do everything exactly. Right? And Rashi says, Michlav Tarvayu, Nahadar La'el. We're going back to the beginning, which was yesterday. Midamar Le Rish Lakish L'Rav Yochanan. Rish Lakish said to Rav Yochanan, you're learning out from the Miluim, he says, right, he says, Amar Le Rish Lakish Rav Yochanan, Meheka Kayalfos Le. Where are you learning from? Miluim? Ima Miluim Kol HaKosu Mehen Ma'akev. If everything by the Miluim is Ma'akev, so too everything by Yom Kippur should be Ma'akev. And he proves it's not because of the Kohen Gadol, because the second Kohen Gadol doesn't sequester. But the Gemara is not safe, and the fact that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't respond means that they both hold that everything done by the Miluim was Li'ikuva, had to be done. Rish Lakish asked the question, and Rabbi Yochanan doesn't respond. Rabbi Yochanan could have simply responded and say, no, it's not true. But he didn't. So let's go back. So Mechalal Tarvayu Svilu Miluim Kol HaKosav Hem Ma'akev Behen. The Itmar, we have a statement, how do we know Rabbi Yochanan says that? Miluim, when it comes to the Miluim, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina, if a machlok see Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina, Chad Amar Kol HaKosav Behem Ma'akev Behen, one of the two, we don't know which one yet, one of the two says that everything written there is the Ikuva, V'chad Amar Dover HaMa'akev Doris Ma'akev Shebehen, She'im Ma'akev Doris, E'im Ma'akev Behen. No, only certain things that are going to be necessary for generations is Li'ikuva, but not everything else. So Testayim, we can assume the Rabbi Yochanan who the Amar Kol HaKosav Hem Ma'akev Behen, and it's Rabbi Yochanan who says that everything written by the Miluim was Li'ikuva, because we just said, because yesterday, when Rabbi Shlakish said to Rabbi Yochanan, Ima Miluim Kol HaKosav Hem Ma'akev Behen, if all the Miluim, everything done there is Li'ikuva, right, V'lo Kam Ma'adre Le Lo Midi, and Rabbi Yochanan doesn't respond, says, no, it's not all Li'ikuva. That would have been an easy answer for Rabbi Yochanan. But he doesn't answer that. So Testayin, it's Rabbi Yochanan, and it's Machlokes, and Rabbi Yochanan and Chanina, and it's Rabbi Yochanan is the one who holds that everything done at the Miluim had to be done exactly as so. It was all Li'ikuva. Okay, we'll pick up tomorrow. They could do less words. We're going to look for nafkaminas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish based on where they learned out either from the Miluim or from Har Sinai. Okay, have a great day. Yeah.